In CI News this week, parents and church leaders in England and Wales could be criminalised under a planned conversion practices bill. A parliamentary committee in Ireland backs liberalising the country's drug laws, and Northern Ireland's civil service has called a halt to official participation in LGBT pride. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 26th of June. I'm Nathan Wallace. The Christian Institute has warned that UK government plans to ban so-called conversion practices in England and Wales pose a serious threat to free speech, religious liberty and family life. The draft bill defines conversion practices as any conduct that causes an individual to believe they have or do not have a particular sexual orientation or transgender identity. Any person found guilty of an offence faces a fine up to 5 years in prison or both. The CI's Joanna Tim encouraged supporters to pray as the proposals take their next steps.
It's important to remember that this is only a draft bill. The next step is for a parliamentary committee to examine the wording and produce a report. The government will then use that report to decide whether to introduce a bill to Parliament. As part of that process, we expect the committee to issue a call for evidence. Please do be praying that the freedom to share the gospel would be protected and that parents would remain free to guide their children on matters of sex and sexuality.
The Joint Committee on Drugs Use has called for all drugs, including heroin and cocaine, to be decriminalised for personal use in Ireland. In its final report, the group of 90 DAs and 5 senators made 161 recommendations. This included the introduction of drug consumption sites and mobile facilities where users can inject drugs without fear of arrest. Taoiseach Micheál Martin agreed to seriously consider the report, but noted that such a policy would not necessarily reduce drug consumption. In fact, ANTU leader Padraig Tobin warned it would actually lead to personal drug use becoming socially acceptable. It hasn't worked in a number of countries such as Canada and Portugal, where it was a failure. Instead, it led to open-air drug markets and a huge increase in public use. That's the reality of it. And finally, the Northern Ireland Civil Service has halted its participation in events championing so-called LGBT pride. NICS head Gian Brady told staff that in the current legal and case law context, colleagues are not in a position to participate in pride events where they would be identifiable as representing the organisation. Welcoming the shift, the CI's James Kennedy expressed astonishment that the supposedly impartial civil service had supported pride for so long. From waving flags for controversial new policies to banning political parties based on their opposition to giving puberty-blocking drugs to children, everything about them shouts politics. And Jonathan Buckley, MLA, said the NICS exists to deliver public services in an impartial and professional manner, not to align itself with overtly political events or campaigning causes such as Pride. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.